Get ready for a life on the run, gang.
Hello, lovely listeners.
Hello.
Welcome to another episode of Not Just Tentacles, where I, Rachel, attempt to demystify anime and animation.
And I, Ruth, stay mystified about the anime, but I love me some animation.
So this is the second Level Up episode. Woohoo! So we're going to be talking about what we found out about Hell of a Boss Season 2, the second half. So this is the last five episodes of Season 2.
And they look like they're going to be one hell of a ride.
They're going to be epic. So it's been confirmed that they're going to be released over the following months. So the next one, Full Moon, is going to be released in May.
Yay! Fucking yeah.
The one after that, Apology Tour, is going to be in June.
Okay, yeah, fine. May, June. We can wait.
Yeah, there's going to be a break then. The next one, Ghostfuckers, is not going to be in until October.
Okay.
Well, it seems to be Halloween theme because it appears to be set in a haunted hotel, so that does make sense.
July, August, September. I mean, how long a summer break do you need? Do you actually work in university education?
Well, in all fairness, in the old days, we used to have to wait 4 to 5 months in between episodes, and we had just
45
finished.
Months, that's what it's felt like.
I said 4 to 5.
I know. Feels like 45.
Yeah, but either way, we've just come out of a 6-month hiatus, so we can cope with this. The one after that, Mastermind, is going to be November.
Okay, that's good. That's
and
good.
Finally, Sinsmas, as the name suggests, is going to be at Christmas. In December
episode.
One. Yep, that's right. And before we start dissecting the trailer, we also found out about the Stolitz duet. So that's going to be opening the Full Moon episode. And it seems to be a bit of what's it called?
Mopiness?
No, Sprechgesang from Blitz. So basically you've got Stolitz going to...
Is that because Brandon can't carry a tune in a bucket, bless him?
Quite possibly. So you've got Stolitz kind of singing about how much he loves Blitz and being in the bath, which is a clever touch because, of course, that's where the...
clever touching in the bath.
But you know what I mean? That is where the Full Moon pact was made while he was in the bath on the phone to Blitz. So it's a... So I can see it coming full circle with him discussing that or thinking about it while in there. He's also in the fridge for some reason, and you've got the butler looking at him thinking, what the heck? So you've got him mooning around and thinking about Blitz in romantic terms while Blitz is on the job going about his day, but just singing about how he can't wait to see Stolitz again so he can rail him.
Where did you find this?
This was all over my timeline yesterday on Twitter.
Yeah, but is it actually real? What have you seen?
Yeah, I've seen images of it.
Why have you not shown me?
And I glimpsed the lyrics, but I did not look at them because I didn't want to know. But everybody's going, oh, look at the contrast between these. And it also means that all those times that...
Unless I see it for myself, I am being sceptical.
So all those times Blitz just sent Stolitz a message going, K, or whatever. He was actually thinking, ooh, I want to bang him. And it goes to show...
I mean, that's what I do.
It goes to show...
You send me a message saying, I've got milk. And I'm like, yeah, get milky.
But, you know, all those people that insisted, oh, Stolitz and Blitz, it's just about transactional sex. Blitz doesn't like it. He's only using him for the book. It's like, no, he looks forward to these occasions. I mean, he's even drawn dicks kind of homing towards Stolitz on his calendar, for heaven's sake. So he really is looking forward to this and wants to do it, which is why it's all the more heartbreaking that this is when Stolitz wants to break it off. But anyway.
Sorry. What you mean he wants to end the relationship?
Yes.
Not break it off.
Yeah.
So, I want to ride you so hard I'll break it off.
Well, that can happen to people, apparently.
Yeah,
More common than you think.
The busting of the banjo string.
We know at least one person that this has happened to. I mean, not them personally, but we know... Well, never mind, we're not going
to. We know the woman from the incident.
Yeah, anyway. So enough snapping of banjo strings.
Boing, boing,
so
boing, boing,
let's...
Boing, 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 boing.
Right, now let's boing. Examine... Let's
Is
examine
the banjo string?
Let's examine the trailer. So it opens with some hooded people with no idea who they are surrounding.
They look a little bit like, is it Orko from Masters of the Universe, the old He-Man cartoon? Or no, Aurak Was it Orvac?
I have no idea. It's years since I watched that.
But it used to be like this little floaty red hooded thing.
Either way, hooded people saying they've got the building surrounded, and Blitz saying to them, that to the rest of IMP who are in their tatty old van, saying it's time for a life on the road. And then, of course, he crashes straight into the wall and the wheel comes off. And Moxie, who is way more ballsy now for whatever reason, is like, I fucking hate you, Blitz. And he is... In all the scenes we see him in the trailer, he seems to be much more assertive, more into the swing of his job.
Now, why is that? Is it because he's finally told his dad to fuck off?
It could be, or I don't know, maybe his pedestal for Blitz is broken. I've no idea. Maybe he finally had enough after what happened in Unhappy Campers. Either way, he seems to
be... Remind us, what did happen in Happy Campers?
Well,
Unhappy Campers.
Remember, Blitz basically disappeared for a week so he could find Barbie, leaving Moxie in charge of the case, and it just went really sideways. Yeah, exactly. And then Blitz was really harsh to him about it, which on one hand I understand, but on the other, it was kind of his fault as well. So I just get the impression that, yeah, Moxie has soured on him somewhat. And he gives him a humongous pile of paperwork at one bit as well. But anyway, there's all sorts.
But doesn't Moxie like the paperwork?
Yes and no. I mean, if he leaves them all of it, it hardly seems fair. I mean, they do have a receptionist after all, although Luna does seem to be taking a more active role. I like that we're seeing more of IMP working together in the trailer. And
yes, I'd missed that a lot.
And that Millie is taking a more prominent role too.
And it looks like somebody may be trying to poach her.
Who, Millie?
Yeah.
Yeah, what, was she fighting a robot at one point?
Well, at one point, didn't she turn out to be a cyborg? Cyborg Millie? It looked like Millie with, like, metal face, like she joined the Borg.
No, I think she had something in her eye, and that might be a hallucination, because it was also telling Blitz about how he ruined everything around him and took and took and took. So we'll find out, because the Ghostfucker seems to be set, as mentioned, in a haunted hotel. And that also brings us to what I think is probably one of the other sins. How do you say
this? It looks like there's a parody of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, talking about
like
sucking them off.
Suck off some old ghosts. And she's like, no, they're actually just shriveled humans.
Yeah, and he's dressed as a witch. So they seem to be in costume. And I swear, because somebody has mentioned that Chaz is going to make a surprise cameo in this season.
That would have to be a flashback.
So it looks like Chaz's hands appear around the door of the haunted hotel. So whether he comes back to them as a ghost, I don't know. That makes sense. I mean, come on, if anybody was a ghost fucker,
unless
it would be him,
just
surely.
Stole his teeth.
Maybe. Talking of teeth, there is absolutely no Crim or Stryker in this episode, unless I just didn't see
them.
Well,
it's not an episode, it's a trailer.
Well, it's a trailer. You know what I mean. I'm tired.
The thing is, if you want somebody to be a surprise big bad, you don't show them in the fucking
trailer. Yeah, that's true. And maybe they've just been put on ice. I mean, we don't even know whether Crim survived the warehouse collapsing or not. I mean, we assume that he did, but we don't know.
There was a big pixelated purple thing, so maybe Crim's made a comeback with a giant dildo.
Yeah, because Fizz was doing something with a giant dildo. I have no idea what that was about, but there you go. Oh, and... it looks like they're going to go a bit. It's a Wonderful Life, because the Cherub seem to have made an alliance with the Dorks, because they want to get their own...
Sorry, the Dorks? You mean the Agents?
Agents 1 and 2, yes.
Why don't you just call them the Agents then?
Yeah, but that's the society that they work for, whatever it stands for, the Dorks.
Yeah, but people forget.
Either way, they want to get revenge on them for having them chucked out of heaven. And they still have halos and... They look horribly kind of now. And
they look exactly the same.
No, Keeney looks even more deranged than she did before.
Yeah,
Cletus looks a bit off. Only
they didn't look off. They
Colin.
Just look like they did before to me.
Okay, we'll agree to disagree.
For some reason they had some sort of like zapping effect on them, like they'd been zapped with...
Well, yeah, it's because the Dorks had electrocuted them by the look of them.
Well,
and
there
they
you
put
go.
Them and then they put them like they seem to have them tied to baby chairs for some reason. But anyway...
That's because they're only small.
Oh, there's just so much going on. Like, it looks like there's going to be... it's a Wonderful Life effect, because you've got them showing scenes from Blitz's life. Like, we see him... We see him having his face cradled by what looks like his mum, given by the height and the hair. It looks like her mum anyway, and he's crying.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's there. And there's also glimpses of scenes in his past life, like you've got Cash outside Fizz's hospital room after his accident. So it looks like it was Cash that told him and Fizz that they couldn't see each other. And also the incident with Ferocica, where she looks far more upset than she did at the time, although that could just be...
I don't remember even seeing Ferocica in there. Yeah. What she looks like.
Ferocica was there a few times. Like, you have
I keep wanting to say Victoria Beckham. Or Kate Middleton. But
Stella is there the once, and she doesn't say anything, while Ferocica is there and apparently younger. And at one point...
So there's a flashback going on. What, that doesn't mean they're doing an It's a Wonderful Life.
It seems so, because remember the last time we saw the cherubs, it was very much a Christmas carol, so it makes sense if It's a Wonderful Life this time round, because you've got a definite theme of Blitz regretting his life and regretting his mistakes. He does say, I don't want to be this way forever. And Stolitz stuff...
Wait, what's that a reference to?
No, just him looking back, regretting his life, wanting to change
it. How is that... I feel like you're leaping to... You're leaping to conclusions.
Okay, fair enough. But to get back to Stella, like you mentioned, you've also got Via. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw Via in there.
So Via seeming to think that Stolitz didn't love her, didn't love Stella, only loved Blitz.
That's not true.
We know it's not true, but at this point...
We know that Via's his little girl and always will be his princess.
It does seem like Stella and Andrelfus are manipulating her for whatever end, because it looks like it's going to be a very rocky ride for Stolitz, but not quite as negative as it would seem, because on one hand you do have Blitz kind of crying and saying that he's used to
you
people using him.
Yeah, we're smaller.
We're just smaller people. Yeah, exactly. But on the other hand, when you've got the bit with Stolitz seeming to be singing with Ferocica at a Blitz sucks thing, he looks more like he's actually singing about being in love with Blitz, and you've got Blitz looking wonderingly at him. And the most touching line in the entire trailer is at the very end, when you've got Stolitz holding a rose, so Beauty and the Beast time there, kind of saying thank you for making me so happy,
even just briefly.
Yeah, so it's just... So lots of people have been going on about how this looks really angsty and negative, but...
It does look really angsty.
But I don't think it's quite as hopeless as it would appear. I think...
feel there's yucks coming. We need some yucks.
Yeah, there's going to be plenty of laughs, and it's going to involve everybody, but I do get the impression that if there is a Stolitz separation, it's only going to be for a few episodes at the most, and they will get back together, because...
Because
Via's comment about you only love him, I don't see why she would say that unless they'd actually got together. Because otherwise, she'll just think, okay, that was just something that Dad did that he's not doing anymore.
No, that's not true. That doesn't make... That's illogical.
No, it's not. Because why would Stella...
No, it's illogical. Because the whole point is he could be moping and groping... Not moping and groping. Moping around, even though he's not officially got with Blitz. Because that's how love works.
And he seems to be at a spa and reading a book which has got a couple of owls getting it on, which of course brings us to the mystery character of the trailer. Well, he's not quite a mystery anymore because he's named. He is called Wasago. He is a parrot demon. So we've been talking about this a lot
Rachel's been talking about
He's played by Harvey Guillen, who's played by the guy that plays Guillermo in What We Do in the Shadows. And people have been wondering for absolutely ages.
Sorry, I have to do the Guillermo.
People have been wondering for ages whether he is a new love interest for Stolitz. So everybody's freaking out about this. But I don't know. From some of the comments, it could just be that he's a new ally, because he is said to be nice for a Goetia. So even if he's like a brief boyfriend that Stolitz needs to help him get over Blitz, either way, we'll just see what happens.
Just enjoy the ride.
Oh, and you also have Andrelfus seeming to kind of go full evil Elsa as well, and looking like he's turning...
What do you mean evil Elsa?
He looks like he's turning Stolitz's palace to ice in one bit in the trailer as well. So there's just all sorts going on, and it just all looks fabulous and...
Yeah, I'll enjoy it when I see it.
You sound a bit,
I feel a bit, to be honest.
What, are you underwhelmed by the trailer?
Oh, God, did you hear my ankle then?
Good grief, woman.
Get some WD-40 for those joints.
Yes.
I think the animation looks beautiful. I'm not keen about the angst. I feel like we're watching Vivzy's therapy session here a little bit.
Well, Ghostfuckers looks like it might be funny.
Yes, I want the laughs.
And the other bits with IMP look like they'll be entertaining. Yes.
Yeah. I don't want angst. You know what I mean? Angst is great when you're in your teens because, like, hell, nobody understands you. And I'm sorry, I just clicked again. But at the minute, I just want to feel happy and have my conflict resolved by the end of the season.
I'm sure it will do. I'm sure this is just because remember that there are going to be four seasons, so this is the midway
point.
No, I don't feel that way at all. I'm optimistic about the future. I'm sure they'll get their act together.
Yeah, I'm optimistic, but I'm like, okay, get on with it now. It's like with Orange is the New Black, waiting for Piper and what's her name?
Voss. I couldn't stand her. So at least I'm rooting for these two. At least I like both of them equally.
I guess.
I mean, do you think that maybe 12 episodes is a bit much? Do you think they should have just stuck to 8 ones like they did last time?
I just think that just this waiting is...
Oh, and Satan is seemingly a dragon in a cowboy hat. So okay. I just thought I'll throw that in there. And he tells somebody they're a disgrace, so whether that's Ozzy...
Because, I thought that was Andreilfus.
No, that was him. And the sins all seem to be meeting
Andreilfus was on the screen when I heard that.
Okay. It was Satan, though. So I think we've picked that apart as much as we can.
We've picked the bones, and then we've sort of, like, boiled up the bones for soup. I think we've got absolutely everything we can. All I want now is I just want to see the damn thing.
Well, we're going to be seeing it in a matter of weeks. We'll have at least two episodes.
Do we have an actual date for it?
Well, no, not yet. I mean, some people are trying to work out.
You see, we'll have two episodes.
Yeah, so.
What, in May?
May and June. Yeah, like I said.
Well, no, we'll have one episode next month and one episode the month after.
Mm. But I am really excited. It's still my favourite show.
Yeah, I still love it. I just feeling about it.
And is it simply because of the wait? Do you think if you'd had these episodes like one a month or something?
I'd rather wait a year between seasons.
And have them all out.
And have them all out at once.
Like with Has-Been.
Like, yeah, like you do with Netflix and like you do with Prime shows.
And they're going to be doing those shorts in between as well. Like the one
Don't bother with the shorts. Seriously, just get on with the main fucking event.
Okay, well, we are coming up to the 18-minute mark. So this was supposed to be a mini episode. So there we go. We will be joining you again soon, depending on whether the episode comes out first or whether we decide to do what I've been watching spring 2024 first. So until
See
then...
See how the hell we feel.
Yeah.
Roll with it.
Okay, until then, love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to subscribe. And you can also follow us on social media. We are at TentaclesNot on Twitter. And on Facebook, our page is called Not Just Tentacles. Speak to you soon. Bye.